pressure is Cousins. And it's sacked by Tony Matthews. That's it. He's hit by Jameis again. The right side. That's the one.
There's no better time to perform than when the game is on the line. So our fourth installment of Peak Performances will focus on clutch performances. Here are your top five.
Peak performance number one, Clay Matthews at Chicago in the opener. The Bears trailed the Packers by just 8 points with about 4 minutes left and had driven inside the Green Bay 30-yard line when Matthews stepped in front of Chicago tight end Martellus Bennett, picked off quarterback Jay Cutler's pass, and ran all the way into Chicago territory.
Clay Matthews, the all-pro, with the biggest play of the game.
The turnover set up the clinching touchdown drive that sealed a season-opening victory. Performance number two, Jayrone Elliott in week two against the Seahawks. The Packers had just finished off an 80-yard touchdown drive to take a 24-17 lead with 9.5 minutes to go.
Touchdown Green Bay, 22-17 Packers.
The Seahawks had a first down on their own 42-yard line when second-year outside linebacker Jayrone Elliott read Seattle's screen pass to running back Marshawn Lynch all the way, and Elliott intercepted Russell Wilson's pass. After the Packers tacked on a field goal, Elliott then stripped running back Fred Jackson of the ball after a short reception, closing things out in the final minute with another turnover. Performance number three, Demarius Randle against the Chargers in week six. With the Packers leading 27-20, the game came down to fourth and goal for San Diego from the Green Bay 3-yard line with just 20 seconds left. Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers tried a short pass into the right flat to running back Danny Woodhead, but Randle dove and knocked it away near the pylon, and the Packers' rookie corner began a raucous celebration at Lambeau Field.
And there is your dagger!
Performance number four, Aaron Rodgers at Detroit in week 13. The Packers trailed the Lions 20-0 midway through the third quarter when Rodgers finally got the offense going. A 75-yard drive for a TD,
recovered by the Packers in the end zone for a touchdown,
was followed by a quick turnover,
hit from behind, fumbled the football up for grabs, and it's recovered by the Packers,
and another score, and the game was on. In the fourth quarter, Rodgers capped an 84-yard touchdown drive with a 17-yard scramble around the left side to the pylon.
He's in for the touchdown!
And not long after, he launched one of the longest, most majestic Hail Mary throws in the history of the game. Performance number five, Aaron Rodgers at Arizona in the NFC Divisional Playoff. With a minute left in the fourth quarter, the Packers were 96 yards from the tying touchdown. On third down, a potential pass interference on a long throw for wide receiver Jeff Janis wasn't called, seemingly ending Green Bay's season. But on fourth and 20, Rodgers scrambled around in his own end zone and found Janis for a 60-yard gain to keep hope alive.
Yes! Yes!
Three plays later, and following an illegal motion penalty, he heaved an impossible Hail Mary, rolling left and falling backwards away from the pass rush, and Janis hauled it in for a 41-yard touchdown. Two completions, 101 yards, and somehow the game wasn't over.
There's nothing like getting the job done at crunch time, as an old friend of mine likes to say. Be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll. And next time, we will take the top vote getters from all of our previous categories and let you vote for your peak performance of the year.